Catering offers corporate box lunches and caters weddings, parties, and other special events. More information is available at 365-8000.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says we will carry a chance of some showers and thunderstorms here and there through at least Sunday morning. And he'll be along in 5 minutes with details on the weather after AM 580 News. Here's Jeff Bossert.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. A group of employee unions on the U of I's Urbana campus say they want their paychecks to reflect the boost in funding provided by the state. More than 100 workers, ranging from electricians to clerical workers to teaching assistants, rallied outside as students moved into residence halls at Florida and Pennsylvania Avenues yesterday. The employees questioned why they'd receive a 1.5% raise, similar to recent years when the state increased its appropriation to the university by 3%. Lori Serb is with a graduate employees organization.
We're angry. We want to know where the money is. We want to know why President White doesn't feel that the workers here are worth a 3% wage increase. If the state thinks we do a good job, why doesn't he? And that's why we're out here today in solidarity, because everyone deserves a living wage.
University spokesman Tom Hardy says all the new money from the state, or about $20 million, was committed to salaries, but a 3% increase from the state doesn't necessarily mean all paychecks will go up the same amount. Hardy says administrators had hoped to do more, but more than $20 million in new utility costs ate up much of what the U of I received in tuition. A new lawsuit that alleges the state of Illinois discriminates against minority students could have a tough time in court. That's according to several legal experts. Mike Ree has the story.
In Illinois, school funding reformers have been frustrated for decades trying to figure out ways to change the system. This week's lawsuit from the Chicago Urban League and Quad County Urban League is the latest attempt. The groups say blacks and Latinos are disenfranchised by the way the state funds schools. Don Clark Netch is a professor emeritus at Northwestern University Law School. She says the lawsuit's civil rights angle is unique.
On the other hand, you have to recognize that the Illinois Supreme Court has already decided two times that school funding is primarily a legislative matter.
Jim Nolan agrees the case will be tough to win. Nolan's a senior fellow at the University of Illinois' Institute of Government. He says the Illinois Supreme Court has a strong tradition of staying out of legislative affairs. I'm Mike Ree.
Chicago Mayor Richard Daley says he supports the Chicago Urban League's lawsuit. He said yesterday the lawsuit, as opposed to calls to boycott the first day of classes in Chicago public schools to point out the lack of funding, is a constructive attempt to bring about change. Daley has long advocated a reduction of real estate taxes and an income tax increase to pay for schools. He noted lawsuits similar to that filed by the Chicago's Urban League have been successful in other states. Community colleges in Illinois have won the local freedom they've been fighting for. Amanda Vinicky explains.
As Illinois government instituted new ethical requirements in recent years, community colleges were brought along and required to follow the same rules and regulations. Community colleges saw it as an erosion of their authority. They're controlled by locally elected trustees and funded mainly through local property taxes, which the schools say makes them local units of government instead of state bodies. Despite an objection from the governor, the General Assemblies agreed and passed a law making it clear. Senator Ed Maloney, a Chicago Democrat, sponsored the measure.
It simply makes sense. They are a local agency in every sense of the word. You know, it's local voters, et cetera, so they should be responsible to their own voters in establishing their own ethics.
An association representing community colleges had sued over the issue, but the new law makes the lawsuit moot. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
A Danville attorney who resigned his position with the city this week has pleaded guilty to helping clients illegally shield income from the Internal Revenue Service. Attorney John P. Wolgamott pleaded guilty Thursday in federal court in Urbana to one count of aiding the filing of a false tax return. He faces up to 3 years in prison. Wolgamott resigned as Danville's corporate counsel Wednesday after more than 20 years with the city. Federal prosecutors say Wolgamott worked with two other men, Brian K. Watson and Joseph R. Starnes, in a scheme that cost the government up to $6 million in taxes dating as far back as the late 1990s. Starnes died last year. Watson still faces trial. He's the home state governor of a Democratic candidate about to make history, but Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich will take a back seat when Barack Obama is nominated for president next week. The governor is one of a few top Illinois Democrats who won't get to speak at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. He won't attend an announcement by Obama in Springfield tomorrow, in part because his spokesman says he doesn't want to create a controversy over Tony Rezko. Political scientist Ken Redfield of the U of I at Springfield says Blagojevich's ties to Rezko, who also raised money for Obama, poses problems. Rezko is awaiting sentencing on a federal corruption conviction. Neither Blagojevich nor Obama have been charged with wrongdoing. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Jeff Bossert.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's quite a fanfare for you, Ed.
Yeah.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser joins us now at 8:35 for another in-depth look at the weather on this, what we know as Big Band Friday. We'd like to welcome all of those who are just arriving in Champaign-Urbana, whether you're a student, new faculty member, or otherwise in town for the first time, or maybe the second time, maybe it's been a while, whatever. Welcome here, and thanks for finding NPR here on the left side of the AM radio dial. And if you found it by accident, perhaps, and you know others who are looking for NPR programming and usually look for it on FM, our